for giving us the opportunity to speak. And Madam Vice Chair, thank you very much for meeting with us and hearing our concerns. And thank you for attempting to alleviate the blow of this legislation by proposing the amendments that I did receive yesterday. In fact, even with the amendments, the people that I represent, and that is the gasoline, convenience store, and automotive, small businesses of the state of New Jersey, we have to oppose this because this is a serious blow to the revenues that we rely on for profitability and to employ people. And Mr. Chairman, I think you know, I've been here before, and there's a lot of matters that come before this legislature that we voice our opinion on. But when they are this serious, then it's important for me to ask my members to participate. And as you can see, we have a lot of small business owners here today that are extremely concerned. This legislation, even with the amendments, puts the state of New Jersey in direct competition for our customers. And, you know, previous testimony this afternoon on other legislation, I heard the word customers used a number of times. But nowhere in any of that were those customers being competed for with the state of New Jersey. And small business can't compete with the state of New Jersey. For the existence of the lottery, lottery agents were unable or are unable to take credit and debit cards. That was done for a reason. And the reason is that lower income people, people that may be enticed to impulse buy when they know there's a large amount on a lottery, people that are down on their luck may think, I can change my luck around, because that's what the advertisement actually says, they're going to put those charges on their credit and debit cards, and they're going to get into further trouble. So the state of New Jersey acted with wisdom previously by making that part of lottery sales. If we're going to open it up to the Internet, and I understand that the amendments are now only going to permit debit card sales and are now going to permit debit card sales with the lottery agents, we will still be competing with the state of New Jersey. The small business owners that are here today, they're here to tell you that those lottery sales bring traffic into their stores where impulse buying of a cup of coffee or a soda or a bag of potato chips on larger margin items are a big part of their profitability. Anytime that I come before this legislature, it deals with the difficulty that my segment of small business has working on very, very small margins. Lottery commission is a small margin, but a cup of coffee is a large margin. Many retail businesses operate on impulse.
On the price of a cup of coffee, I can sense it's a large profit item.
Thank you.
I have felt that large profit margin. Purchasing a cup of coffee.
Well, I will tell you, recently, Assemblyman, I started making my coffee in the morning because it was costing me too much money to pick it up on the way to work.
Directly affecting these small businesses. You may have to reconsider that.
However, let me say this. When I have to go in to buy gasoline, if my cup of coffee that I made at home is low, I'm looking inside that store, and I'm running in and getting a refill because I'm thinking about it because I'm there.
You recovered very nicely on that one.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
So what I'm saying is people that come in because there's a big lottery or they get their daily tickets and they're in the store and the cupcake is there that their wife told them they're not supposed to be eating. They're there. It's looking at them. They buy it. My member makes a profit on that. That profit generates sales tax to the state of New Jersey. But more importantly, members of the committee, those profits are keeping those small businesses employing people. Many are working on skeleton crews, and those people, if sales are diminished in a difficult time, then it's going to be more difficult to hold on to them. And I think that that's what each of the small business owners behind me would want to tell you. They rely on the lottery sales, and I will close because I know we're short on time. Sales tax revenues and employment. We are small businesses. We rely on those sales to generate the revenues that create sales tax and employment. Thank you. I've got with me, I think you know Mike DiLoretto from the Food Council that represent the grocery stores in the state of New Jersey, Prashant Desai, who's here with the Asian American Retailer Association, and Kashmir Gill, who's a small business owner and operates one of those convenience stores.
I'd ask the testimony that follows, Sal's asked it not to be repetitive. If you have something new to add, this chair and this body would appreciate that. If you simply want to echo support of what Sal said, that's fine too. But I do want to ask Sal a question before we go on to additional comments. Sal, are you in possession of any data that gives us a sense of how this effect would occur involving spontaneous buying, involving the use of a debit card, and would that not maybe enhance sales? Is there, other than a philosophical position presently, anything been assembled yet to give us a sense of what this really means in real time?
Assemblyman, I knew that that question was coming. I've known all week that that question was coming. And I will have to say, no, I do not have.
Are you working on that?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
Knowing that the way we keep our books, we can tell you how many lottery sales we have. We can tell you how much other sales we have in the store. But we can't tell, and I've asked everybody here today, can we tell you how many people come in to buy a lottery ticket and then buy the cup of coffee or the bag of potato chips?
And we all know how reliable books are involving with cash businesses, too, so we'd have to expect that that data would be very accurate.
Well, we're going to have to employ a very simplistic means of reporting this to you. What I've asked some of these people behind me to do is to keep a log of everybody that comes in to buy a lottery ticket and record when they buy an allied sale, and I can get that to you.
It'll be helpful because what will happen today is this bill will leave this committee, but obviously it has a way to go. So there are opportunities to refine and to fine-tune, and the sponsor has committed to me that that process will continue past today because I know she's raised these similar questions, and I'm offering my voice because Annette is struggling a little bit with her voice. And by the way, let the record reflect that the group that Sal has referred to joins us today with a contingent of 37 members, or 37 participants, and I'm putting the names of all those who are here in the record. So I'll introduce you, those you have, and as I say, the continued testimony, we ask not to be repetitive, so we move forward. Sal, again, would you introduce, please?
Mike DiLoretto, New Jersey Food Council. Prashant Desai, the Asian American Retail Association.
Going to start. Michael going to start?
Yeah, thank you.
Michael, I know you're going to be very brief.
I'm going to be extremely brief, Mr. Chairman. First, I just want to thank the Vice Chairwoman for her efforts in this. We've sat down, we've discussed these issues. We, in the written testimony we've submitted, we have suggested some other ideas of how we could address some of the issues of the state competing against retailers. So we ask that you consider those comments. I'd like to turn it over to the rest of the group. I think the written testimony would speak for itself. And I thank the chairwoman, the vice chairwoman, for her efforts in working with us, and we hope to continue that dialogue. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Michael, thank you. And again, brevity serves with great impact. Thank you.